Hello everyone, my name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. The video we are looking at today is called What is Bitcoin? And if you have not heard of Bitcoin, this video is probably quite a good introduction for you to know what Bitcoin actually is, how people use it, what the purpose of Bitcoin is. But essentially, Bitcoin is a digital currency so that you can use entirely digital methods to process payments. So you can buy things over the internet using Bitcoin, and now Bitcoin is also starting to be used in other aspects of life, not just online transactions, but people are also paying for things in person with Bitcoin, and there are some benefits and disadvantages of Bitcoin, but this video is mostly talking about the advantages. But nonetheless, if you are interested in Bitcoin, definitely check out this video. And if you are interested in learning English, then keep listening to this recording. Let's get on to our sentence for today. Bitcoin is changing finance the same way the web changed publishing. When everyone has access to a global market, great ideas flourish. So now let's break this down by individual words. So our first word today is publish. Publish, and the emphasis is on the first syllable, the pub. Publish. And publish just means 出版 or 发行. So for publishing, you could talk about a book. I think books are probably the most common usage of the word. You know, you publish a book. But it can be used for a number of other things, such as anything that you make public. So you can publish the results of a study, or you can publish information, etc. And our next word is publication. Publication. And the emphasis is on the K, the sound K, that is, not the letter K, the C-A. Publication. And a publication in Chinese can be translated as 出版物. So it's essentially anything that is published. So you could say a government publication or an academic publication. It's just some sort of document or information that has been made public, that has been published. That is a publication. And our next word is access. Access. And the emphasis for the word access is on the A, the A. Access. And access means 进入的权利. Or 接近的机会. So if you have access to certain information, it means that you can view it, or you have the ability or the authorization to interact with it, that kind of thing. Or if you have access to a particular location, it means that, once again, you have the ability or the authorization to go there, to enter, that kind of thing. And our next word is accessible. Accessible. So access has the emphasis on the a, access, and then for the word accessible, the emphasis is on the ses, accessible. And accessible means 可或易接近的，可或易得到的. So it just means that you can, you're able to, or something is easily obtainable or reachable, that kind of thing. So you could say, Wikipedia makes lots of information easily accessible for people around the world. That means that it makes a lot of information that maybe originally a lot of people couldn't see. It makes it so that people around the world can obtain this information, can view this information. Or you could say they access this information. Easily accessible. And our next word is global. Global. And the emphasis is on the glow. Global. And global just means 全球的. So, for instance, you could say that a particular company or a non-profit organization is very global. And that simply means that they have their operations or any activities that they're involved in different parts of the world. You could say that they are very global. And our next word is globalization. Globalization. And the emphasis is on the Z. Globalization. And globalization means 全球化. And I'm sure you've heard the term 全球化 quite often in recent years, as it's becoming a very common and popular term that you hear in the news or just in general conversation these days, as globalization is becoming more and more important in our lives. So, for instance, you could say, some countries have benefited greatly from globalization. That means that the effects of globalization have been positive for some countries, but, of course, for other countries, they have not been so positive. Of course, as countries start to trade more, and start to communicate more, and people start to learn each other's languages, such as English, like you guys, and how I learned Chinese, this is all part of globalization. And our next word is market. Market. And the emphasis is on the mar. Market, the first syllable. Market. And market means 市场. I'm sure you all know the English term night market, as they are all over Taiwan, and I love night markets. I know it's a common thing that people talk about when they talk about Taiwan. But market doesn't only refer to physical markets. So, of course, we have night markets or, food markets, like for groceries and vegetables, or for clothing. But a market can also refer to more non-physical markets. So, for instance, a job market or the stock market. These are all also called markets. And our next word is marketing. Marketing. With the emphasis on the first syllable as well, the mar, marketing. So marketing means 行销. So 行销 could mean 行销学. So for instance, I, in my undergraduate, I studied marketing. So you could say marketing is my major. Or if you work in a company and you are part of the team that creates advertisements and develops strategies for reaching out to new customers, you could say that you are in the marketing department. That would just be 行销部. So that's the word marketing. So I'm going to read the challenge one more time. Bitcoin is changing finance the same way the web changed publishing. When everyone has access to a global market, great ideas flourish. Anyway, that is all we have for today. I hope you all found this challenge useful, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of your comments and pronunciations. Also, let me know down in the comments if you have used Bitcoin. I find Bitcoin to be a very interesting concept, but I must admit I personally have not actually used Bitcoin. I've done some research about it and done some reading about it, but I have yet to actually try it for myself. So if anyone has used Bitcoin, I'd be very curious to hear what you think about Bitcoin. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye!